we don't look as if he's really asking for 100, but rather only for 50, because $50 is being paid back right now. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah considers this as if the tithe was only for 50, and he's being kofer on 50, therefore there's no shvuah. Rabbi Chiya says, no, still Reuven is asking for $100, and Shimon admits to 50, that's still considered a moideh b'miksas. So now we're going to bring Akashas, see which way we hold. So Mor says, now Meisvei. Again, the beginning of now, Dalar Mabez. Meisvei, we have a kash like this. It says, Alocha, Sloyim Dinrin. If it's written inside a shtar, we have a shtar written that Reuven borrowed either Sloyim or else Dinrin from Shimon. Reuven borrowed from Shimon. So Shimon has a shtar. Now Sloyim are coins and Dinrin are different type of coins. But it does not say how many coins was borrowed. So therefore, it's a machlokes now. That the Malvoim, the Malvis says, Chomish, I lent you 5 sloyim, you owe me 5. The loiva says back, no, shalosh, I only borrowed from you 3, I only owe you 3, I don't owe you 5. So really this should be a case of moideh b'miksas, that the malva is asking for 5, and the loiva is admitting to 3. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, hoyu vihoideh b'miksas ataina yishova, that's the way he says, that since the loiva is admitting to half of the taina of the malva, he's admitting to 3 out of the 5, therefore he has to swear yishova. Rabbi Akiva says no. Einoi elo kemeisha b'aveidu pota. He's only considered like he's being a meisha b'aveidu. He's like doing you a favor by returning something extra to you. In other words, the actual shtar again only said that I lent you saloyim. Now, stam saloyim could mean two, because otherwise, really, you should have said how many saloyim. So since you just wrote down the word I lent you dollars, so dollars could mean two. So if I would have said two, I would be pota. Now that I'm saying I owe you 3, I'm like doing you a favor. So that's called like a meisha b'aveda. And therefore, like Rashi brings down, that the Gemara says in Gittin, that mei ha-moitzi es ha-metziya lo yishava. When you return an aveda, you don't have to swear, I'm like doing you a favor. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva says in this case, he's potem in Ashur. So Mori asked the question now, Ketanya Nias, what did we learn over here though? That Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, ho yuvi hoy de miksas ha-taino, since the life is admitting, to half of the taina is admitting to $3, therefore yishava, therefore he has to swear on the other two that he does not owe. Now the diik is a taima de yom shalish. Why is it considered a moideh b'miksas over here? Because the loiva is admitting to 3 out of the 5. Mashma though, hoshtayim, mashma if the loiva only admits to 2 of the 5, he only says, I admit that I owe you $2, then potter, then it would not be considered a meishav aveda, it would not be considered a moideh b'miksas, but rather he'd be potter. Now why? Because by saying two, like it's not called you being admitting to anything. Because the shtar itself says that you owe at least two. So therefore, since the shtar says you owe at least two, it's not called you being meisha b'aveda. So Mora says now, v'hai shtar dekomoidi bei helechu. Like, so what's the problem here? The problem is that you'd be moided to two, that it says inside the shtar. Now since the shtar itself is considered like Halach, because what it says in the shtar itself is considered like Rashi says, the shtar is a shibbet kakoyis, whatever it says inside the shtar, you have a right to collect from karka, from property, and property is always considered command the govidomi, so really it should be considered like you have it already. So the two that it says inside the shtar, that's like Halach. So therefore, half minute is now, why would everybody agree? If you only say yo two, are you potter? Ushmamina Halach potter? That would be the proof that everybody holds, Halach, in the case that the two that you're admitting is considered like you're paying it back right now. Like over here, since when the shtar says you owe Saloyim, so Saloyim at least means two, so as if the shtar is saying you owe two, so when it says inside the shtar is considered like Halach, as if you have it already, because the Shibbet Kakoyis on Karka. But since we look as if it's Halach, like Rashi says, Shri HaKakoyis Mishubodim HaKach. So that's why you put them in Ashvur. Only when you admit that you owe three, the third dollar, that does not stay inside the shtar. That's not considered halach, therefore you chayev a shvua. But if you'd only admit that you owe $2, then you'd be potter from a shvua. So here this is a riot to Rav Sheshes and a kash on Rav Chia. Here we see halach is potter. So Mora says, no, Rabbi Chia can answer you a no. Loi, I tell you that's not true. Maybe really liyolam ein aloch shtayim chayev. Maybe it could be even if the loiva would only admit to two of the $5, also he would be chayiv shvua moideh b'miksas. Because like Abchia learns, even though the two in the shtar is considered like halach, but halach is still called a moideh b'miksas. If so, b'hayadik toni sholosh, how come Reb Shimon ben Elazar had to say the case with a loiver, the mitzvah yos, $3. Then he has to swear. So I'll tell you, the main chiddush is, liyafuke mid Rabbi Kiva. Like he wants to tell us that Rabbi Shimon Allah argues on Rabbi Kiva. The Yoma, that Rabbi Kiva has a good swear to say, Nei Sheba Veda Heve Yopoter. Rabbi Kiva says, here for sure the loiver could have said too. Because if he would have said two, like the shtar kamat, it's a proof to that. Because tam shtar, that says loy, means two. Now that he said an extra dollar, a third dollar, Rabbi Kiva says it's kamat like a migru. You could have said two, now that you said three, we should believe you. So you consider like the meshav avet, like you're doing him a favor, you're returning his lost object. So that's what Rabbi Kiva says, yipotter. So kamash malon, on such a case, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar wants to let us hear no. Kamash malon, that he holds that the moide mixa satayna heavy. That he holds no, it's not considered a meshav aveda, it's not like a migu, but rather it's considered a regular case of a moide b'mixas. And therefore the chayiv. But really, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, even if he would only admit to two, maybe he would also be chayiv ishvur. Because heilech is chayiv. The reason why he wants to say three is to teach us a chiddush. That even when he admits to three, one more than it's really mashman the shtar, still we do not consider a migu of meshav aveda like Rav Akiva. But rather, Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds, it's called the Moed of a Mixas, that Yechayev Yishvur. So maybe there's no Kashan Gabchia. So now the Gemara is, no, it's not Mashmah like that. But the Gemara, Yehochi, is so, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, Ho Yuvahoid Mixas Atayni Yishova, why does he say such a Loshen? That since he's Moed of Mixas Atayna, therefore he has to swear. Mashmah only because he said three. But Mashmah, if he would have said two, it's no good. Because according to what you're saying, that even his two is good, he should have said, At ze yishova mi boile. Even by three, you have to swear it's considered a moed of a mixas. The way you're saying that, he just means to add, that even by three, lafuki Rabbi Kiva, so he should have said this lashon of, At ze yishova, even by three, you have to swear mi boile. But since he says, Hoyo vahoyde mixas ataina, is Mashmah that by two, he admits that you're potter. It's only when you say three, since you're admitting to one more than it says in the shtar, then it's called the moed of mixas. So who again is the kasha back to Rabbi Chiya? It's mashmah if you only say two, that's what the shtar says, like with mashmah in the shtar two, and that's considered like heluch. So since it's considered like heluch, you put them in ashvua. So who it's a riot to Rav Shesh, it's again a kasha on Rabbi Chiya. So Mar says no. Elo liyerlam rilatei, the truth is, shtai important. It's not the truth what you're saying, your deek is good. That according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, it's only when you say three. But if you only admit to two, you potter. But it's no kashan Rav Chiya. I'll tell you, maybe really the heluch chayiv. It could be that in a normal case of heluch, even though you say, here's the $50 that I'm admitting to, still it's called the moed b'mixas. So how come over here when you admit to $2, do we say you potter in a shvua? So I'll tell you, v'shani yoch, here it's much different. To call Messiah le'shtara. I take us over here, we have a shtar that's a riot to you. It's called Messiah le'shtara. You have a shtar admitting to what you're saying, that you owe the $2. So therefore, Rashi says, V'shani yachad ha'ka Messiah le'shtara, ha'edam ha'chsumam ala shtar midam kedvorov, sh'to'oy ala shtayim, l'kach le'pir sh'minyin. That's why you didn't say how many sloyim, it just said sloyim. Hilkach ein tzarech shvua. That's why you don't have to swear. Like if you admit to the $2, so it's considered like you have the shtar now approved to you. That's why you don't have to swear. But in a normal halach, we don't have any proof to Yehot Taina, then of course you would have to swear. Inami Ros, I could tell you, Mishum Dehevele Shtar Shibit Kakois. Because whenever you have a shtar, it's always considered like a Shibit Kakois. Because when it says in the shtar, the Kakois on the Shubit. It's like that, and therefore we say, V'klale is V'yein Nishboyim Al-Kfiris Shibit Kakois. That's a pusik. That whenever there's an argument about karka, about property, I say you owe me 5 fields, and you say no, I only owe you 2 fields, you do not have to swear. That's a posting that on karka, we don't swear. So over here, even though I'm asking you for money, but since what it says in the shtar, it's like, mishubit to karka. So Rashi says, ukeshem shem nishboi makfiras kakois, the same with the din is we don't swear if you disagree on karka itself. Kach hoidosan eina mavila deshua. The same way if you admit to something on karka, you don't have to swear for it either. The karkois imayit mitur shvua. The mesech the shvua is perk shvua sabayonim. Whatever has to do with karka, there's no chiyuv shvua on it. So that's why over here you're potter min ashrua, because when you admit to two, so hoidor, the admitting of two is like admitting to something of karka. Since it says mishtar at least two, and that much is mishubit to karka, so it's considered like you're admitting to $2 worth of karka. So that's why you don't have to swear over here. But it could be in a regular case of Heluch, we are not admitting to anything to do with karka, then it could be like the Mechiah says, that Heluch is Chayiv. Now the Gemara says the Gemara is a little bit different, that Ikud the Moisa Misaifa. Some ask the question from the Seifa. But Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva Roimer, Eino Ela Kameshav Avedu Potter. Rabbi Kiva says that when you admit to three, you should know your Potter, because it's called the Meshav Avedu. So the deek is, time of the Yamashalish. Why is he potter? Because he admitted to three, one more than he really had to, therefore it's called the Meshav Aveda. Hoshtayim, Mashmif, if he would have, the Zalaiba would have just admitted that I owe you $2, then Chayiv, then he would be Chayiv Ishvua. There's no Migu. It's a question why. For Ashtar, the Kalmoidibek and Ugdami. This is the Kashna against Rav Sheshis. That when you admit to a shtar, what it says in the shtar is like Heluch, since it's a Shibbet Kakois, it's still like you're giving it back right now. And still we see a Chayv Shvua. Ishmamin a Heluch Chayv, it should be approved to Rabbi Chiya, Akash and Rosh Hashis. So on this, the Gemara says, Loi, no, there's no proof. L'yerlam, really, I'll tell you, Eimelech, I could tell you, Shtayim Nami Potter. Even if he would have only admitted to $2, maybe it'd also be Potter from a Shvua. So why does Rabbi Kiva say $3? For all the Tani Shalosh, you know why he says if he admits to $3 that he's potter minashvua, atayeli afukim mid Rav Shimon ben Elazar. He just wants to tell us opposite of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The Yoma that he holds moide mixas atayin hevei v'chayiv. Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that when you admit to $3, it's called the moide b'mixas, and you have to swear on the other $2. Kamash Malon, that Rabbi Kiva wants to teach us a tremendous chiddush now that has considered the nation of Aveda have your potter. Even though you're admitting to one more, still it's considered a meshav aveda, not a moed b'miksas, therefore you put them in ashrua. But it could be, who adin, if you admit to $2, maybe then you would also be put them in ashrua. And the Gemara says, hochi nami mistavra. Of course, this is the story this way also, that even if you admit to $2, you'd also be put them in ashrua. Why? Because the sakud that if you would tell me, you would think that shtayim chayiv, that even when you admit to two, then you are chayiv ashrua. And Rabbi Kiva only says Yipotah. When you admit to three, if so, then the Svara should be Bisholosh Heichi Potah Le Rabbi Kiva. What kind of Svara is this? Why should Rabbi Kiva say that when you admit to $3, Yipotah? I tell you no. Ha'irume Komarim. This person is like smart. He's like outwitting us. He's like trying to chip us. Why? Because the Svara, the person of the way, thinks to himself. Listen. If I admit that I only owe $2, Vinesh Tabuya. Then I'll have to swear. Like, if you want to tell me by two, you have to swear. So the guy thinks, why should I admit to $2? And then I'll have to swear that I do not owe you the other three. I don't want to swear false. So therefore, I'd rather say shalish. Let me already admit that I owe you $3. And if so, then the heavy commission of Eda, like you, Rabbi Kiva, says, then you have like a migu. You can sit like you're doing him a favor, you're returning an extra dollar. The iftah be potah. See if that locher is that when he says two, he would really be chayiv shvua. If so, then Rabbi Kiva's svara doesn't make any sense. He can't tell me when he says three, he's potter because it's called Moshav Aveda. It's like he has a migu. If he wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie of two. So I'll tell you, no, he doesn't have a better lie. Because if he would have admitted to two, he would have to swear. So the guy thinks, I don't want to say two, I'd rather say three. So we have no proof he's telling the truth when he says three. So of course, then he should have to swear, even when he admits to three. So since Rabbi Kiva says no, when he admits to three, he's potter. Elish Mamim, this has to be a clear proof.